Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is set to be one of the most important Browns off seasons in years. God. Guys, just listen to the fan. We got the combine coming. They're always important off seasons because we're usually bad. How are they not important off seasons? This is the most important off season. It's something I said in 2013.
We used to say, and I remember we said that every year. That was a particular annoyance at the start of the radio station because I recall doing that every time going, this is the most important ever. And I'm like, that's basically what every host in America says for their teams every year.
I feel like Ernie Anderson reading the liners on ABC back in the day. They got the outtakes of them. I go, what is this? What is this? What am I reading? The combine's coming up. Free agency's coming up. We're going to be talking old beat-ass quarterbacks. It's all coming up. And the draft. And the basketball postseason. It's all coming up. Don't miss a minute of The Fan during your workday, folks. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone and with the free Odyssey app. You're going to love it. Yesterday, so we'll get to those Cavs coming up. Also, the future of Nick Chubb, where I can't believe the fan base is as split as it was. I said, hey, let's work something out with Nick, bring him back as a short yardage back. There were some people, 50% of the people it seemed going, Ken, this isn't a charity. Whoa. The other 50%, Ken, how dare you? He could still get back to the form that he had before the injury. Okay. I thought I was just trying to be fair to Nick and fair to the fans and fair for everybody. But here we are. There was a question, though, that you were surprised that Andrew was not asked yesterday. Did you feel he was more candid, by the way? A lot of people did.
Not really.
I didn't either.
I mean, I think it's because the Watson news dropped. I think that's the only reason people found him to be candid. And he did say, he started out by saying embarrassed. I've never really heard him say that before.
That's a breath of fresh air.
But that was quick, and then they were right back to not talking about contracts, not talking. Like, here's what I don't understand. They must really feel like they have a proprietary way to deal with contracts. The fact that they won't explain in the same way that, say, the cap bros, the cap gurus online talk about the restructuring of contracts, they must really think that they have a way to do contracts that nobody else in the league knows about, the way that he wouldn't talk about the restructuring of Watson's contract, which I feel like is silly because it's public record in the NFL for people that are into that stuff. They can get access to that stuff, at least I thought.
Well, they've got access to the stuff. Yeah. He's never talked about insurance policies or anything publicly. The people who know the contract and have studied the contract have written about
it's
the
all
insurance
reported,
policy.
Yeah. It's all reported stuff that some people have had their hands on some of those details, but there's still not a lot of specifics in that way. But I guess I understand, like, you're not going to talk about contract negotiations, but there's no negotiation here with Watson. Even the restructures, I was always led to believe that Watson had no say over those restructures.
So that's not the question you thought? Because real quick on that, it did seem like, it's like, man, you've left yourself no outs. Boy, it seems like there's plenty of outs here. It seems like there's plenty.
According to some people.
I mean, yesterday, honestly, I did see it, and this is maybe to a bad degree to say this, but I'll say this. When they told me he suffered a setback, excuse me, when they told us they suffered a setback, he suffered a setback, Watson. And then I see the report about the insurance, because I knew they had insurance on him. I didn't know how much, and that would provide cap relief. I'm going, oh my God, we're out. We're going to be out. This is going to be great. Not great, but my God, I don't have to.
Well, it's that easy. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, because
my mind went to sounds fishy.
Not all of this is his fault. not all of this is his fault. But let's, guys, don't lie to yourselves. Even the ones of you that are Watson fans, this feels like a rain cloud that will not move out from outside the city. Like it stayed over downtown for the last 3 years. And if you're able to get out of that contract, fine. We can finally start to move forward with something instead of spinning our wheels in this situation where we had to have Joe Flacco bail us out last year. And we were hoping the same thing with Jameis Winston this year. It was ugly. It was ugly. I mean, last year, it felt like you were sitting on top of the roof drinking the beers in Shawshank Redemption. And then we're right back to it. I feel a way that this is a way out. So, yeah, there's a – even though, I don't know what the future of Stefanski and Barry are. They could go out there and they could be a 6-win football team and those guys can get fired. But I don't have to talk about 230 guaranteed anymore, at least not that much anymore. I can start to move forward. I can have hope for a Cam Ward or a Shedeur Sanders. You know what? Or even a Jalen Milroe, if you want to bring him in. I can have hope for a Drew Aller if he does a Bertie Kosar or something. I can have hope for those guys. I can do that. The kid out of Alabama that I'm not too terribly interested in, fine. I'll have hope for him because I don't have hope for the quote-unquote franchise quarterback that they have right now.
But that was not the question. Yeah. The question I had that I'm curious if maybe people feel like he doesn't have that power, so they thought it'd be a waste of a question. But talking to Andrew Berry, get out, get the microphone right in front of you and go, Andrew, do you have the power to fire Kevin Stefanski? Do we think Andrew Berry has that power? Like, we don't think John Lynch has that power in San Francisco to fire Kyle Shanahan.
How do you think he would answer it?
I don't know.
No, John Lynch can't fire Kyle Shanahan. I think Kyle Shanahan could probably fire John Lynch.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. So, that'd be a fair question to ask, right? I'd like to know if the GM, the power structure is such that the GM has the power to relieve a head coach of his duties. Because remember yesterday, when they were talking about the staff members, said, that's all on Kevin. Okay, so only Kevin can hire and fire the staff. I've heard otherwise, by the way. I have heard otherwise. But
you've heard otherwise that he's...
In the dismissing of Van Pelt, right. Yes. Was told that was not a Stefanski decision.
Even though he said that yesterday, that was
bringing in Ken Dorsey was his decision.
Yeah.
So I would like to know, if we get a chance at Andrew Berry, I'll ask him flat out, is it under your purview to be able to fire the head coach?
That's a hell of a question to ask because we're trying to find some accountability here without firing people because that's not going to happen. But again, he was asked a question about Ken Dorsey yesterday, and this was a fly in the ointment. Great question by Jason Lloyd, even though it wasn't the question you thought you were going to hear yesterday. Here's that question.
Going back to the offense and the changes that were made last year, is my understanding you reached out to Buffalo and got a pretty honest evaluation of Ken's strengths and weaknesses. Who was behind the decision to bring Ken here, and then why were you still comfortable bringing him on when you got a pretty blunt assessment from Buffalo of what didn't work there?
Number one, when it comes to the coaching staff, that's Kevin's decision. It's Kevin's responsibility. Number two, like with anyone that we bring into the organization, we do a lot of diligence, as you reference. The offensive struggles, they were not just about Ken. Like, I think it would be unfair of us to suggest that because we didn't perform appropriately on offense that it would be pinned on him, because it's just not the case. Ken was an excellent professional. He's a good coach. He's really strong in a number of areas, particularly RPO game, the tempo world, the pass game, things like that. I think the circumstances this year across a variety of levels were not ideal for the offensive staff, just being quite blunt.
So I agree with you. I think he realized in the moment, he sounded like he was throwing Kevin right under the bus about a offensive coordinator that no one seemed to be a fan of from day one. And I ask, this is only a question. All right, did he see what Watson was or wasn't during the 2023 season and said, this guy is not going to work out, but they're not going to get rid of this guy. They can't get rid of this guy. There's no way to do it. They're going to see if it could work out, so I have to bring in somebody different. Which would fly in the face of what you said about Alex Van Pelt, although he could go and say, hey, I hate to do this, but I have to do this. I don't want to fire him, but I have to fire him. I don't know. And the other thought would be, well, wait a minute. You were one of the guys that flew down. So the story's told, you were one of the guys who flew down there and you showed him the offense and Deshaun had seen the light. Okay, well, if that's the case, then yeah, you are 100, almost 100% to blame for this entire fiasco, Kevin.
Or is that his job? Was he told, you have to go sell him on this? You have to go sell him on the offense you're going to run with the new quarterback you're going to be working in lockstep
with. So how does the two-time coach of the year... Okay. How does the two-time coach of the year have no power within the organization, even though he was hired before Andrew Berry, Anthony?
Yeah, I don't. That's why I want to ask the question to Andrew Berry. Do you understand why that's the question I think needed to be asked yesterday?
But you know what I think the answer probably is. Oh, the owner is the owner, so the owner can hire and fire whoever they like.
Well, they always have to sign off on all these.
But that's not the answer. When they hired Freddie, John wanted Freddie. Who did Paul DeVinesta want? Who did Paul want? He wanted Kevin. They thought they could right the wrong. They brought in Kevin. Because that, to me, was DeVinesta taking power back.
Paul was involved he was doing the search for the GM.
So the guy...
We know that. That's been reported.
So
that's on record.
Is it the chief strategy officer's power to hire and fire the general manager and the head coach, and Andrew doesn't have... They're put together. You guys work this out together, and if you can't, we'll find other people. Is it on the chief strategy officer then to make those decisions?
You see why I wanted to say it yourself.
He's going nowhere.
Do you see why I wanted the question asked yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hell of a question to ask.
Because you wouldn't ask that question to Andrew Berry after the season where he was the coach of the year and they made the playoffs.
No.
Remember, the questions that were asked were very different. They were extensions. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with the extensions? Remember the Haslam, Jimmy Haslam stepped in.
Yeah.
I think D Haslam. I think they stepped in on those questions.
Well, I think you got your answer right there. He can't fire him. Andrew can't do it. By the way, it's not a San Francisco situation. Kevin can't fire Andrew. I think that probably, if you're leaving me into options, the owner's the owner. The owner's always where the buck stops. Okay. But maybe it's Paul DeVinesta, which I was feeling better about the direction of the franchise after the whole setback conversation, but now I'm not feeling as good because I can't. Again, he seems to pop in when things are going well. A few times it has gone well, and you can't find him. Things aren't going very well. 3-14,
and
he's 2,300 miles away.
Yeah, and I think yesterday it's a totally legitimate question given coaches get fired. If we sent somebody on a fact-finding mission, I think I was thinking of you, Mitch. How many coaches have survived that have not been a one and done, right? That have not been, hey, we hired you, you only won three games, we're firing you.
Okay.
How many coaches that have been in their position for multiple years that have only won three games have kept their job? I think it's few and far between.
Very few.
You know, like, Dan Campbell, I think that first year, won five games. Okay, but that was year one.
And they start off 1-6 the next year.
If
you were talking about his job.
Yeah, absolutely. He was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
So how many coaches survived three wins, period? Forget about the contingencies I put on it.
Very few.
So it is legitimate thought, right? I mean, we did say, hey, if this gets really bad, remember was Albert Breer, who came on the afternoon show and used the term catastrophic. Well, it would have to be catastrophic for people to lose their jobs. I mean, you lost out at the end after the Pittsburgh game, November 21st, you lost out.
It's not
What's more catastrophic than losing out? Even though you and I both know there was some tanking involved.
Well, the accountability conversation almost turns into a mean spirit. It's where we want our pound of flesh. I'm serious. I want to give them the opportunity. What do you do to give fans confidence? The populace of Browns fans, the people who have been on Facebook saying that they're done with their season tickets, and the people who said that they're not even going to... The guy who called in yesterday saying he's not going to subject his own son, that his son will make his own decision, that before he would force his son to be a Browns fan, not anymore. Okay, what do we say to those guys? What gives them... What inspires confidence in you? Same thing with Kevin. What inspires confidence? Turn it the other way. Not about firing people. Why is this the right course? Why is this directionally correct? You know, those are questions, and I think that's what bothers fans the most. There's more questions than answers here. And you come away with a season of 3-14 where you usually, okay, now it's time to find some answers. It's time to make some decisions and bring some people in. And I'm hearing about, well, they might bring in what's the thing that Mary Kay said last week about a consultant?
A consultant
with somebody about the quarterback here? What exactly do you do here then? You have scouts. You've had the same scouting staff. You've added to the scouting staff over the last couple of years. You're the general manager. You've been the general manager for 5 years. We're going to consult again. Last time you had consultants, you turned away Teddy Bridgewater, and it didn't work out great with Teddy Bridgewater, but it sure as hell would have worked out a hell of a lot better than Johnny Manziel. So you're going to bring in more consultants? What exactly do you do here? I don't know. And so I think that leads to the general frustration. So yeah, damn it, I was feeling going into the last break, like, okay, now you have a quote-unquote setback. Maybe this is a way to step forward now, where we separate, go ahead and live your life. We'll live our lives as Browns fans and as an organization, and we'll all move on. I can't say we're all going to move on as friends. I'd be surprised if you ever stepped foot in the city again. But we'll all move on. And now you're kind of making it like, well, we are still in a heap of trouble here, and we got to get it figured out about what we're going to do. And that's, again, where you keep bringing up all these scenarios, and I keep going, yeah, that's another scenario why I believe that they will take a quarterback at number two coming up in April. Because a quarterback to a franchise fixes all this stuff. The worst franchises that you can think of, what were the Chiefs before Alex Smith and Andy Reid got there, and then what were they right at? Because Alex Smith was a better quarterback than what people want to remember. Alex Smith got there, gave them legitimacy. Mahomes took it to the next level. What were the Patriots before Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe? Legitimate quarterback, then an all-time great. I mean, Peyton Manning, before the Colts, before Peyton Manning, holy Toledo. They bring that legitimacy to you, and that's why I think they'll chase it again this April.